This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At last count, 8 Democratic presidential candidates will be at the Unions for All Summit in California starting today, making their pitch to Service Employees International members, the country's second largest labor union. Unions have traditionally been linked with the Democrats, but many union members supported President Trump in 2016. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on how the 2020 Democrats are trying to win some of those voters back.
Most of the Democratic candidates want to undo the Trump administration's efforts to loosen labor regulations. Jenny Backus spent years working with Democratic campaigns and now leads Backus Consulting. She says the candidates want to make it easier to join a union.
There is a focus to help give more benefits to people like farm workers or domestic workers. There is a more of a focus on service workers, too.
But some union members are skeptical about candidate positions on trade and health care. Joseph Slater is a law professor at the University of Toledo who focuses on labor issues. He points out many unions have negotiated generous health care packages for their members.
The candidates who are backing straight Medicare for All need to be able to explain to unions how they will come out of this doing at least as well as they're currently doing.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the 10% of Americans who belong to labor unions tend to make more money than similar non-union workers. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.